Elder Ramon Donestevez, Bill Urbizu reports.
Several new developments surface in today's follow-up investigation into the shooting death of Ramon Donestevez. For one, the Cuban exile boatbuilder died from a single bullet to the back of his head, unlike earlier reports which said he was shot as many as five times. Police have recovered the fatal bullet, but have refused to release any information on it. Police have also pinpointed the time of the shooting at between 8 and 9:45 in the morning. We have also learned that Metro investigators found a list of names in the victim's wallet, names Donestevez felt were his enemies. At the Rivero Funeral Home on Flagler Street, where his father's body lies, Ramon Donestevez Jr. said his father had many enemies. The list was seemingly endless.
Sir, there are so many people that were against my dad that we can't pinpoint anybody specially that would kill my dad. But lately he's received calls threatening him and threatening especially me. I've gotten a phone and they've threatened me that they're going to blow my car and all kinds of things, but that was part of life. You know, we're used to this kind of stuff.
I understand he was recently aware that there was a $25,000 contract out on him.
Yes. I don't exactly know how he got that information, but there was $25,000 put, on him.
You don't know who might have carried that out?
No, sir. My dad was a very quiet man. He wouldn't tell us. He wouldn't tell us too much. I know that...
Did he warn the family to be careful?
Yes, he did. He warned my sisters and my mother and me, especially my sisters. They walked to school, and they said that there might be an attempt on his life.
Meanwhile, Metro Public Information Officer Ralph Page denied rumors today that investigators had received information a few days ago that someone in the Cuban exile community would be assassinated. He commented on the $25,000 contract, which reportedly had been issued on Donestevez's life.
That rumor has existed for several weeks. It has been a persistent rumor, but to my information, our information now is we have not been able to confirm that fact. Rumor has existed, and even he made that statement. And we did provide that information to the state attorney's office during his trial that statement had come about.
The list of enemies Ramon Donestevez left behind is a long one, and no doubt police investigators will have their hands full searching for and questioning the many names which appear on it. In the meantime, however, burial services will be held at Woodlawn Cemetery tomorrow morning for this, the fourth victim of a political assassination in Miami in the past 2 years. Bill Urbizu, Channel 7 News.